Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Oh, my bad. Jackie, are you there? My phone was on mute. I'm sorry. Jackie, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay. Sorry about that. My phone was malfunctioning before you hadn't called. Thank you for calling and being on time. As I said before, doing an introduction, Jackie's from Jamaica, Savannah Lamar. A pastor of Westmoreland, currently lives in Georgia. Excellent author, good friend, who's been wanting to come on the show for a while. We meant to get you on the show for a while, Jackie, but I'm glad you're actually here. This is the last Sunday of the year, and things have just been going great. For those people who don't know who you are, just tell them your name and where you're from and what is it that you do.
Thank you for having me, DJ Gaspy. I really appreciate this opportunity. Like you said, I was born in Jamaica. I grew up in Mount Vernon, New York, went to high school there also, and lived in Florida for a couple of years. And now I reside in Georgia. I am a board-certified family nurse practitioner and, of course, published author and mother of four by birth and one by love. And that's just a little bit of who I am.
All right. Well, that's good. That's a good introduction. We'll talk more about your family life and what it is you do. Mainly we're going to talk about your writing career, the two books that you've published, and what other books that you have coming that your listeners can look forward to.
Yes.
Let's get right into it. What made you decide to write your first book, Just Let My Soul Live? You know, what was your inspiration, motivation to write that first book?
You know, DJ Gaffey, I wish I could say, you know, I've always wanted to be a writer, but that was not the case. I did not think about writing, but I want to say it was just divine intervention. I was just going through this, you know, horrible state in my life, through my, in my marriage. It was just so unbelievable what was happening to me as a Christian girl growing up. And of course, my husband at the time also, we both grew up in the church. And I just could not believe what I was facing at home. And it was after a while I realized that even though I was going through this horrible period, it's like I was getting into a deeper relationship with Christ. At the same time, it was like simultaneously happening. And so after I moved away from New York, because I had to get away from New York, being in the mess that I was in, I started to look back in my life, and I just wanted to tell my story. I don't see myself so much as an author but I see myself as a storyteller. And so I wanted to tell my story, especially to those in the church, to just let them see that picture, what can happen to you as being a Christian, believer in God, but yet going through, and how God has just taken me through that process.
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
I've seen it, you know, yeah, congratulations on the book. It's a big round of applause.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations on the release of the book. The book is on Amazon, and it's all five-star reviews for the book, straight five-star reviews. Now, that was your description. That was your explanation of the book. I want to read the synopsis really quick. It says, this autobiographical book of the story of the author's tumultuous marriage to her husband and how she reconnected with God through the stormy period in her life. Her book is to bestow a message of hope to readers that God is present in all situations of life, even the stormy ones, and that you can overcome your circumstances only with God's love and support. For a life story that is marked with several unsettling forms of abuse, the author makes sure to chronicle how God made himself visible and ushered change into her life. There's a healthy balance of details about the abusive past and about her change of spiritual perspective towards her past. Readers will attest to feeling similar emotions that the author expressed and will be encouraged to follow the same path towards forgiveness as well. Now, that's just half of the synopsis.
Yeah.
But very, very poignant, very, very well said. You make your references to God. I want to note that you are a Christian author. If people didn't know that, her books are faith-based. She's a Christian author, and, you know, praises God. And, you know, you talk about your spiritual walk throughout both of your books. Now, you write the book. How has your life changed since writing Just My Soul Lived? Because now you're an author. And, you know, you're telling a story based on your life. How does your life change after publishing Just Let My Soul Live?
Well, first of all, after I had my story put out there, I received so many feedbacks from young people and for those who are also in marital relationships. And they expressed to me that they have also faced similar situation. But the biggest thing for me personal that came about with this book is just my continued journey and relationship that has fostered throughout these periods with God. I feel like, as one of my friends told me once, like I'm a poster child. And God has just been revealing himself more and more to me, because I do find myself that I go to him more because of the things I've gone through, and I've learned to love him and to trust him. So that to me is the biggest change that has come about. Mm-hmm. And overall in my career as a nurse practitioner and as a single mom, I've seen that I've just seen blessings in my life bestowed upon me, more than I can even imagine. And I know that it's building that relationship with God and that peace that comes within. And God just opened doors for me that I don't even have to push, you know, they're just open. And I just walk right in. It's that faith, building that faith walk with God.
Wow, that's amazing. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby, the WBMG radio show. I'm on with author Jackie Edwards. She's calling in from Georgia, talking about her two books, Just Let My Soul Live and My God Encounter Moments. Now, Jackie, I have some people on the line. Can you take a few calls real quick?
Sure.
Sorry, we got somebody calling from 914-557. Yes, hello?
Hello. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes,
hi,
you're on the phone,
Nadine.
With Jackie and DJ Gaffey.
Yes, this is Nadine calling from Mount Vernon, New York.
All right.
Oh, hi,
old stomping ground. Hi, Nadine.
Yes, hello. Yes, I just want to let you know that I enjoy your book, and I'm looking forward to the next book. Do you know when you'll be having the next book out?
Well, I am not sure when the next book will be released, but I am currently working on it. You know, it takes a while to get it out there, but I am working on it. I'm hoping maybe by the end of 2019, into 2020, that could be the case. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I'm in the process. I would like to write a book. Can you give me any advice how to do that?
Yes, that's one of the questions I do get often. The best thing I say, just start writing. Just write and write. Don't try to make corrections. Don't try to put it in chapters. Just write. And when you're done writing, then you edit. So the first thing to do is just write.
Thank you very much and congratulations.
And thank you for calling.
That's very good
advice. I
appreciate
it.
Yeah, thanks for calling as well, Nadine. Happy New Year. God bless you, my sister. All right, let's take another call. Yes, hello, you're on the air with Jackie. You're calling from, I don't know, the number's not showing up, it's just saying 111.
Hello?
That's obviously somebody probably calling from a computer and listening. See if we can take another call. Hello, Corey, you're on the line calling from 876 area code. Do you want to speak to Jackie?
Hello, yes, this is Babette calling from Jamaica.
Jamaica.
I would not miss this for anything in the world. Hello,
oh, wow.
Good evening to
awesome.
You both.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And I'm just saying congratulations to Jackie. I know her experience, and we're just looking forward for the next book to come out. We're so excited for you. Read the first one, waiting on my sister to send me the other one. So I just want to wish you continued success, Jackie, and all the best for the new year.
Oh, my. Thank you so much for calling in. Jamaica in the house. Excited.
Oh,
yes.
Thank
you.
Okay,
thank
then.
You.
Have a good
awesome.
Evening. And all the best for the new
thank
year.
You
bye-bye.
So much. Same to you.
Okay.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you so much for calling. See, Jackie, I got listeners all over the world, international, West
yes.
Indies, Caribbean. They're all calling in. Happy New Year to you too, my sister. Once again, DJ Castle, we're here live with Jackie. Thank you so much, young lady. With Jackie Edwards, we're talking about her latest book. We got another call. We're going to just keep taking them for a few minutes, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, hello. I'm calling from 404 Eric Hill. You're on the line with Jackie and DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, DJ Gatsby. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
Jackie.
All right, who's calling? What's your name?
My name is Judith. I'm Jackie's sister out of Mount Vernon, New York. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Judith. Oh, my goodness.
How are you doing?
Wow.
I am doing Awesome.
Family in the house. Awesome.
Yes. Jackie,
right.
I just want to say congratulations on
thank
your
you,
book
mother.
That you've written. I'm so proud of you. And, you know, girl, just continue writing. You know,
yes.
You're going to kill me. I haven't gotten your books yet, but I'm going to make sure I get them on Amazon, right? Is that right?
Yes, my books are on Amazon. Or you can just go to my website at www.jackieedwards.me, and you can click on the links from there.
Okay. And my question to Mr. DJ, guys, one of these days I'm going to write a book. Hopefully I will be on your show.
Absolutely. This can be on my show anytime, baby. Just call in. You can talk.
Awesome.
You know, I may have the whole Edwards family on a show one day.
Okay. All right. Talk to you guys later. Very good.
All
great.
Right. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thanks for calling. All right. Also, Jackie, so listen, you got family and friends calling in. Everybody congratulating
awesome.
You about your book.
Yes.
Yeah. I was actually at church today, and they announced that your book was on sale and that you'd be on the radio show. The Pastor Tyrell did that. I was surprised and happy. So you got a lot of support for your
oh,
writing
wow.
career.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh,
yeah, yeah, a lot
that
of support for
really
writing
amazing.
Career and everything that you did. Yeah,
thank
that was really nice.
You.
That was,
that
really
was
nice.
Amazing. Mm-hmm, that was nice.
So moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking here at your bio from your website, and
yes.
I was very impressed about your nursing career and your education
mm-hmm.
and how you came to be have a MS in nursing and leadership and management. Tell us a bit about your nursing career. What made you want to get into nursing, and how has that journey been for you so far?
Oh, it was the best choice I've ever made. When the towers hit New York back, I think it's, I forgot what year it was. I was doing accounting at the time and not working out the business sector. Everything just, the market was really bad at that time. And, of course, my relationship, I realized also that I would have to be that financial person for my me and my kids. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to go into nursing. I'm just going to do that because it was a very stable career and I could live anywhere and make a decent salary. And I went into nursing. But now nursing is just a part of who I am. And so I did my 2 year at Nassau Community College, and then I did my master's in nursing leadership and management at Walden University. And then I did my nurse practitioner, and now I'm working on my doctorate degree.
Wow, I got a big hand clap for that. We need a round of applause for that right there.
Yes, I love being a nurse.
Very talented young lady. Now, I have people calling in, and the number showing up on my caller ID is 111111. So I don't know if you're calling in to listen or you're calling in to talk. But if you're calling in on a computer or a tablet, and that's the number that's showing up here. So I'm going to click on somebody else. Okay. Hello, you're on the line with DJ Gatsby and Jackie Edwards. Would you like to speak to her about her latest book?
Yes.
All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Keisha, calling from Georgia.
Hey.
Hey, Keisha. What's up, Keisha?
Hi. I just want to say I am so proud of Jackie, and I read both of her books, and the first one was awesome, but the second one, it really, really touched me, and it kind of inspired me. And I just want to say I am so happy for people, like, coming to someone's life.
Mm.
Wow, that's amazing tribute to your book.
Keisha, yeah, yeah. You know, my books are really just inspirational. And I'm very transparent in my books because it talks about God moving in my life. I show my failures. I show my hurt and my pain. And it shows how God can heal anyone, and he can do that for you too, Keisha.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
thank you.
I just really appreciate it, and I thank you, girl, and I'm waiting for the next book, so keep on coming.
All right. Thank you. All in.
All right, Keisha, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, my sister. Happy New Year. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. All right, we got another caller. You're calling in from 203 area code. You're on the line with DJ Gatsby and Jackie, author Jackie Edwards. You got a question?
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
What's your name,
this is
and where are you calling from?
Kayon. I'm calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Just calling to congratulate Jackie.
Ooh. Awesome. Thanks, Kayon.
I just want to say, keep up the good work. You've done such an awesome job. I mean, it definitely has helped me reading both your books. And, I mean, you know some of what I'm going through. And I just want to tell you congratulations. I wish you the best. May God continue to richly bless you in your journey and what's to come.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kayon.
Thank you so much for calling in, Pam. Happy New Year, my sister.
You too. Thank you. God bless.
All right, Jackie, we got your callers calling in praising both of your books, specifically the Just Let My Soul Live. You have another book that's out that you recently released called My God Encounter Moments, I believe it is.
Yes, it is. My God Encounter Moment, My Burning Bush Experiences.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a pretty... Yeah, it was a kind of a long title, I think, when I shared it. I didn't share the whole title. But My God Encounter Moments, your latest book, was released this year.
Yes.
Also has, you know, 5-star reviews. I think it was about in November. Was it released? November?
Yes, and it was released in November.
All right, so tell us a little bit about that particular book. I don't have the synopsis for that book, But tell us a bit about your latest book, My God Encounter Moments. What was the inspiration and motivation to write that book? And what is the, you know, what is the book about?
After I wrote Just Let My Soul Live, and it came out in 2013, it was like that Saturday after that book came out, I woke up straight out of bed and just started writing My God Encounter Moments. And just to briefly, I speak about everyday living, whether it had to do with my job, whether it had to do with school, whether it had to do with buying my house, getting my divorce. Every moment and every step that I've made in my life, God showed up. Every obstacles and every trials, and God showed up and just helped me process through all of that. And it came with pain and it came with tears. It didn't happen overnight. And so I go into detail and talk about those moments, those aha moments that we'll get, that God just worked it out for me. And I also talked about, you know, even when I first got fired, so to speak, from a job, and God told me it would not come to pass. I didn't understand, how can you say that? And I got fired. But guess what? That letter that wrote termination, they sent me another letter to say resignation. It's just things like those.
Okay.
It's just him working miraculously in my everyday life. And I wanted to share that with others to show that God is in the affairs of man. And if you allow him to be in your life, you'll see the miraculous moments and the encounters that you will have with him.
Wow. Okay, listen, I got another call. I'm taking as many as I can. The switchboard is lighting up.
Okay.
Let's see, we got somebody's calling from 678 area code. You're on the air with author Jackie Edwards. Do you have a question?
Hi, my name is Tatiana. I want to say congratulations to Miss Jackie.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Hi, Miss Jackie. This is Roxanne. We want to congratulate you on your book. I purchased your book, and it was amazing. I can relate to a lot of your issues and your stories, and I'm just so proud of you because you went to school, got your education, and you're a single mom, and I know that you have your kids in a lot of sports, and you're just such a mentor to me and my daughter and my kids, and they see that, and I just think that you're amazing, and I know the struggles that you go through, but you have not stopped being a mom and to get your doctorate, and it's just, and you talk to me and try and mentor me. I just want everyone to know that you're just amazing and all that you're doing, and I'm so proud of you.
Wow.
Oh, Roxanne, thank you. To God be the glory. Oh, wow. Amazing. I love it. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate those kind words. Tatiana, you know I love you, girl.
I love you, too.
I love you guys. That's my second family. Oh, my God. The kids love them. Thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate it.
And hello to you, too, as well, Dr. Gatsby. DJ Gatsby.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year to you and your daughter. Wow.
Thank you.
Man, listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wow. This is actually turning into one of my busiest interviews. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio. We got our guest, author Jackie Edwards, calling from Georgia. She's the author of two best-selling books, Just Let My Soul Live and My God Encounter. What is it?
My God Encounter Moment.
My God Encounter Moment. There it is. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it right.
All
right. Now, your God Encounter, geez, hold on. Somebody else is on the line. Let's hold on. Hold on 1 second. Hello, you're on the line with Jackie and DJ Gatsby. You got a question or comment?
Hi, this is Cheryl Willoughby from New Rochelle.
Oh, wow, that's my sister in the house. Yes, awesome.
I just want to say congratulations, Jackie, on your second book.
Cheryl, thank
yes,
you
yes.
very much. My big sister.
Yeah, hey, Cheryl. I'm glad you called and we're in Churchill Show today. And I tell you, Pastor, we'll be mentioning the show. I'm so happy you got a chance to call in. And
on behalf of my husband, Tyrell Wilby, and the Wilby's family, we just want to say congratulations to you. And may God bless you. And may your book be, I know, I heard the testimonies, coming to bless others. Mm-hmm. And that you will not only be blessed spiritually, but financially, emotionally, and everything, and everyone that reads it. I have a copy.
Yes.
Tell Jack you need to go and get her copy. God bless you. And remember,
you.
I was the first.
That is good. That is just my sister, and she's being herself. And I appreciate it because that's all we are in our family. I want to give a big shout out for Pastor Wilby for making the announcement today. I had no idea, and I appreciate that. And Cheryl, thank you very much. Thank you for calling in.
Also,
that really
Jeff.
Everything.
Yes. All right, Cheryl, thank you so much. You know, you've been a blessing in my life as well. I'm glad you took the time to call into the show. And if you have any problems with the DVD that I gave you with the pictures and the videos on it from the Christmas program, please feel free to give me a call, okay? Yeah, I gave her a DVD with pictures and videos from her Christmas program to make sure she has no problems opening it up.
All right,
Jackie, you know, the show is only, and Happy New Year, everybody at Born Again Church, Pastor Wilby, and also the First Lady Cheryl. Listen, Jackie's showing a whole lot of love. a lot of people calling in. Oh, Jack, somebody else is on the line. Let's see who this is. Yes, hello. We come from the 44 Eric Cody on the line with DJ Gatsby and author Jackie Edwards. You have a question?
Yes, not a question. This is actually Delroy and Roxanne. Just want to say congrats, Jackie.
Thank you, Delroy.
All right, Delroy and Roxanne.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Delroy and Roxanne, you said you want to say congratulations. Did you want to ask her about a book or have a question or anything?
Well, no, I'll make sure that I get my copy of it and follow up with some questions after that.
All right, I'm here for you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for calling, Delroy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, Happy New Year and God bless, Delroy. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Jackie, again, like I said, I've had a wonderful time doing the interview. It's one of my best so far. So many calls. Wish I had more time to ask you more questions. But one of the callers asked you about your upcoming books and what you're writing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to urge everybody to go out and get 2 copies of the books that you have. You know, what can your readers look forward to in 2019? You said you got another book coming out, but what else can they look forward to from you in the coming year?
This sounds weird, DJ, but I feel like I have laid the foundation where it comes to my goals and my aspiration, and now it's time to see them just blow off the roof. So I would say just watch God take me places. Just follow me.
Right. Yeah, I understand. And again, thank you so much. I admire your work. As the young lady said, your determination and your love for the Lord. You're definitely an inspiration to a lot of people. You know, I love your kids, your family, and everything that, you know, that you stand for and do. So I just wish you nothing but peace, love, and blessing for the new year. And before we go, is there any shout-outs or anything you want to say to any family, friends, before we hang up?
First of all, I just want to say a big shout-out to my children. They have been the force that just keeps me going, just be who I am today. Just being that example for them has been a motivation for me, and I want to just thank God for my brothers and my sisters. Oh my God, they're my rock. We don't always agree, but we always love. I would say that. And my mom is here with me. Thank God for the opportunity. And for my church family and my pastor, Pastor Scott, love that man of God. And just to, I have this host of friends that have just been supportive of me throughout the years. Big shout out to Don Tinglin. I know you're not on because you're doing other things.
Yes, hey,
and Anne Griffith, I want to say hi. Those are some of my friends, and Bobbitt in Jamaica, of course, and the silent ones that won't hear their names too much. Nicole, thank you for being my friend, and Millie. And, oh, God, it's going to get bad because I start naming names. But I want to say to my audience and to those who are listening, you know, about me, that God has transformed my life through the storms and the trials that I have faced over the years. But I have learned to trust him. Reading his word is my oxygen. Having sweet communion and a relationship with God has been the best thing that has ever happened to me, and that has brought me to this place. I look back now, DJ, and I realize that he's been with me all along, and this path is what he has designed for me. And I want to give God the glory, and I want to give God the praise.
Amen, my sister. Amen, amen. Well, like I said, once again, it's DJ Gas, the WBMG Radio Show. We've been here 30 minutes with author Jackie Edwards. Don't forget to go to Amazon and get her books, or you can visit our website. I think it's www.jackieedwards.me.
Yeah.
For is the website. You can follow on Facebook. I think you're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear a replay of this show, just click the link after the call, after the show is over, and you'll be able to listen to this show as well as the other shows. Jackie, thank you so much for taking time out to call in. I really appreciate the love and support you've given me throughout my career and everything that I do. I promise me that you'll come on the show again sometime in the near future to talk more about your love for the Lord, your writing career, and what you know your listeners and readers can look forward into the future. Make sure you go to Amazon.com to get those books, Just Let My Soul Live and My God Encounter Moments. I want to take this time to thank my Lord and Savior for allowing me to do the things that I love, be the person that I am. And I want to thank him for doing all he's done. Thank him for what he's doing now and what he's promised to do for me in the future.
Yes.
Just want to praise God and thank him for everything he brought me through 2018. And shout out to all my family and friends and loved ones. You know who you are. I'm not going to start mentioning names. But, Judy, you know I love you. And thank you for being in my life. All right, so, Jackie, we're going to end the show.
Yes, sir.
If you need me for anything, give me a call. We're going to be promoting your books. And congratulations on being the author spotlight
DJ
Gassy Book Club. And also, and also having My God Kind of Moments, our book of the year for December 2018.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the love. God bless you.
Yeah. Give my love to Miss Edwards as well as Ashley and your son Julian and the rest of the family down here. All right?
Yes, we'll
do. Right,
thank you.
Join,
take care.
Yes, don't forget to join me next Sunday when my guest is going to be Pastor Harrell, also known as Elvis Harrell, also known as E-Man Boogie. He's going to be on our show, our first guest of 2019, to tell you about his trials and tribulations, how he went from being a drug dealer to doing 20 years in prison to now being an ordained minister and a man of God who's been released and is here to preach the gospel. That's Elvis Harrell, our guest, next Sunday here on WBMG Radio. All right, Jackie, good night. God bless. Happy New Year, my sister.
God bless.
And I hope to see you soon.
Thank you. You too. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You're listening to The Sound. You're listening to The Sound.